Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your people receive your engrafted word. That your word becomes like a fire shut up in their bones. That it raises them to another level where they have to perform the prophetic word and not to just listen to it and take it and keep it, but to perform it in the name of Jesus Christ. That their eyes be opened, their ears be opened, their spirits be opened to see how to maneuver the facilities of life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Thank you, Father, for answering this prayer with a yes. Amen and amen. I want to start from this scripture in the book of Isaiah. If you can go to the book of Isaiah, and Isaiah was one of the most intelligent prophets of the times. So when we're dealing with Isaiah, we're dealing with something that is so deep. Whatever he says, something that you have to sit down and maneuver and try to see. You know, you just don't browse through. You peruse. You got deep in the things that he is writing. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? So Isaiah chapter number 30, and I'll read from verse number 8, and remember, this is what the future holds, 2021 and beyond. So I'll be telling you what God said will happen in those, in this year, and also in a few years to come and months to come. So you're going to see something that will take place. I'm not talking about something that will take place years and years and years. No. You're going to see something happening. All right. So, and this is simply part one. So you have to understand. So I study here from the book of Isaiah, chapter number 30, and verse number 8. Here it says, now go write. Are you lucky? Answer. Now go write it before them in a table, not it in a book. Just imagine that God actually expects something to be written in notebooks. I remember when we started ministry at Princess Hotel in Manchester, we would provide notebooks and our people would take notebooks and write the notes. I'm talking about copious notes. They would be writing. And then after service, they leave the notebooks in there. And you wonder, what were you writing them for? So we have a lot of people that just write. The Bible says, write the vision down so that he who sees it may run. When you write something down, it becomes a decision. When you put it in your head, it's a wish. And wishes usually don't come to pass. But decisions normally do. All right. Now watch this now. Now go write it before them in a table and not it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. Watch this. That this is a rebellious people. This is a rebellious people. Lying children. Children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Are you getting this? Yes, which say to the seers, hey, which say to the seers, Kali Kabayondis. They say to what? To the seers. Are people watching right now? Are you getting it? Which say to the seers? Alright? See not. It says there is now a... Oh.
Let's go, sir.
Let me show you something.
Where you want, sir?
Oh.
Let's go.
People are tuned in on Atom Gram right now, Prophet. Ikram Angel says, I am writing. And Pastor Marsha Mayer says, write the vision down.
Amen. Now, I want you to see something that it says, which say to the seers. It says, these are an evil generation, evil people, diabolic people, people that have presented themselves as holy, presented themselves as people with no fault. But when they hear a seer seeing, they say, see not. Oh, yeah. And to the prophets, prophesy not unto us. And don't prophesy the right things. Don't prophesy the correct things. That's what they say. Say they demand a certain level of prophecy. Have you not heard where people say, why are you prophesying like this? What kind of prophecy is this? Have you not heard people who call people's names out and say, your name is this? And people say, what is the purpose of calling a name? Jesus himself said, behold an Israelite in whom there is no guile. He said, where did you know me from? He said, when you were under a tree before anyone saw you. Hey, yeah.
Come on.
He was locating somebody under a tree.
That's right.
He knew the tribe. He knew the nation. He could call the names. And guess what? They say, why are you doing this? If you prophesy evil coming or death coming to something, they say, why are you prophesying stuff like that? Ask Hezekiah and ask the same prophet. He was told, go tell him, you're dying. Mm-hmm. What kind of prophets is this? So reality is, there is a certain level of people we have seen now who analyze every prophetic word that is done. They don't prophesy nothing.
Oh, that's right.
They are here to analyze what has been prophesied.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
They say the scriptures say test every spirit. Listen, there is no way a grade 7 student will test a university student. So when the Bible says test every spirit, it's saying you are a qualified examiner. It's talking to qualified examiners.
Come on.
It's not talking to a grade 1 student, a standard 1 student, going to university to doctorate level and saying, this thesis is not really coming out okay. No, you can't. You don't even know.
Oh, you're right, sir.
You have skipped a lot of classes.
You're right.
You get the point now.
Right, sir.
Now it says that is this is a rebellious people. So watch this. They are only rebellious because they say to the prophets, prophesy not.
Whoa.
And God considers them rebellious based on them trying to inform a prophet to stop prophesying.
Ooh.
And trying to inform a seer to stop seeing.
Ooh. Come on.
Oh yeah, you're not getting me. You're not getting me. Palonons get brackleus together, han kretakidos. Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us.
Ooh.
Stop him from singing about us. Stop him from talking about these things. Stop him. Have you ever seen people say, but do you think it's okay to say the things that you're saying? Let's say about this pandemic that's happening. Did you hear me say God said? The moment I spoke those words, you should have shush. I don't know if you are hearing this. I don't know if you are hearing.
Sir.
Wherefore thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out of the high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. Oh my God, you didn't get this now. It says you shall break instantly, you shall be destroyed instantly.
Whoa.
There is something I've seen about life. The teacher said it in the book of Ecclesiastes. It's vain. It's like chasing after the wind, he said. It's like he's chasing after the wind, life. It's like chasing after the wind. One day you are here, tomorrow you're gone. What legacy are you leaving? Here it is. Now he says, you left a legacy of opposing people of God. I don't know if you're getting this. Hear this. Hear this. Hosea 9 verse number 7. The days of punishment are coming. The days of reckoning are at hand. Let Israel know this. Because of your sins, and because of your many sins, and your hostility so great, you consider the prophet a fool. And the inspired person, according to the NIV, a maniac. And to the King James Version, a madman. I'm about to say
something.
The prophet along with his God is the watchman over Ephraim, yet traps await him in all his path in the house of his own God. Notice the scripture is saying there is already something that is taking place in the house of God. There is already a trap set for a prophet. Not outside, in the house. No wonder the New Testament says beware of dogs.
Come on.
You don't put that sign inside the church, you put it outside.
That's right.
So who are you warning that there are dogs in the church? People outside who are not Christians. You are the ones, you are about to come to church, remember. We have dogs in here. You're hearing this. You're hearing this. So whenever a prophetic word begins to come, you have to understand one thing. I like what Brother Branham used to say. He said, when you're eating a cherry pie, what you do is just eat the cherry. Throw away the sticks.
Come on.
Don't throw away the baby with the bathwater.
That's right.
You didn't get that. You didn't get that.
Come on.
You didn't get that. And some of you, as I always say, some of you are like men. You know, men and women are different creatures.
Oh, yeah.
Women will rock the baby to sleep, mm-hmm. answer the phone,
mm-hmm.
while he's frying a sausage.
That's right.
Men will answer the sausage.
Ah, yeah.
Fry the baby and rock the phone to sleep.
Oh.
It just happens like that. Now, so you have to know your ministry. You have to know your way of doing things. What am I here for? I'm here to deliver a message. And watch this. But before I go there, I want to kind of give you some of these scriptures so you know what prophets are really in the things of God. And you understand this, you know. In the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1, verse number 7. I want you to read, Pastor Ronnie, so we can move to this. Yeah.
Hebrews, chapter 1, from verse 7.
Yeah, just verse number 7 is all right.
And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits.
He makes his angels what? Spirits. What about his prophets, Pastor?
And his ministers a flame of fire.
Flames of fire. Jesus Christ. From the perspective of heaven, when you see a prophet, you are seeing a fire. I don't know if you are getting this. That's why we always say prophets are territorial spirits.
Amen.
Territorial commanders. You have nothing to fear for them. You have nothing to fear about them. It's like they are a fire. They are a flame. It says angels. Wow, killer mahankri teaches some. He makes them spirits. And they are spirits. But when it comes to his prophets and his ministers, his servants, they are a flame of fire. Are you getting this now?
Yes, sir.
Now watch this. So I want to show you something here before I get to 2021 and beyond. It is about to happen this minute. Tell somebody we're about to get there. Tell somebody we're about to get there.
Come on.
There are things, brothers and sisters, that we are involved in. Kaya la monkra. That when I begin to explain to you, you start saying, is this true? No, okay. Maybe he's adding something. Maybe there's some sugar and some salt he's adding. Trust me, there are things that if I tell you, and if I tell you the way it's delivered to us, the reason why you see me when I prophesy, I say, can I go deeper? Mm-hmm. You understand that this is going around the world now, going deeper, and can I prophesy all these things that we pioneered by the grace of God. Watch this now. When we say those things, those are things that we know for sure, by our standard of measuring our own spirits, that this is a direct word. It's no longer wishy-wash. It's no longer something I'm expecting or it might happen. It's no longer that. This is real. 100% pure. Alright. So the reason why you don't see me just throwing prophecies everywhere about nations and stuff like that is because when I can get to 98%, I will not speak.
Whoa.
There is something that then I know. This is 100. I come on. My people will know everything. The people who are close, other prophets, I'll tell them this is what is happening, this is what is happening. Other ministers and other politicians that ask me, I'll tell them this is what is happening, this is what is happening, this is what is happening. But when I come on TV and say what the future holds, you know it's 100%.
Come on. Let's go.
Yeah. Come on. I'm no longer guessing. And I'm no longer kind of feeling my spirit is about to get there. Hey.
Come on.
I don't know how to get to give you this.
Let's go.
One time, let me give you this. So you understand. I don't want to talk about me now. Let me just talk about some few other ones. One time, people are waiting for Sudarshan Varaj to come and give a broadcast. The guy, 1 hour, 2 hours, the guy has not come on stage. Everyone is singing and praying, he's not come on stage. Somebody goes and reminds him, you are supposed to be ministering. He's not answering. An hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, he walks on stage. So I'm very sorry, Isaiah disturbed me.
Hey.
Now here, now you see, you didn't hear me now.
Come on, come
now,
on.
Now, now, when I begin to speak like that, I can't talk about me now, because I want you to understand, there is a certain level.
When
you hear somebody is called a prophet, this is not your garden variety guy. No, this is now reality. God himself in a man.
Come on. Wow.
Kenneth Hagin is ministering, and he's on ministering, and people are praising, and he's preaching, and people are hallelujah responding, and God stands by his side on the stage and says, come up either.
Oh,
The man looks at Goliath, I'm preaching. Say, continue preaching, but you come up.
Hey.
So the man is preaching, yet he's not there.
Whoa.
I wish you could understand this.
Lord.
So when you hear the word prophet, before you even get, the biggest problem why Christians, watch this now. The biggest problem why Christians don't receive answers to prayer is half of the prayer is them convincing God to hear them. He didn't get that. I wish I was in another location right now. You understand? This lockdown is locking a lot of things up. Do you understand this? Are you getting this? Where somebody is being told by God, come up either. And they are standing there talking to God. And they are not there. They rise to the top of the building. And begin to look back into the building. And they see themselves ministering. And they are in a service. And yet they are not there.
Whoa.
When you're dealing with prophets, you are dealing with a different type of person.
That's right.
Watch what the Bible says here. Watch this. It says, if there is a prophet among you, I will come to him in visions. He didn't say, I come to everyone.
No.
Says, no. If there is something I really want to be deciphered, I come to one guy. He didn't say, I don't speak to Christians. He speaks to everyone. That's the New Testament reality.
Right.
But there is a speciality.
Come on.
See. I did a degree in finance. All right. 2 degrees in finance. Postgrad in education. All right. Master's in entrepreneurship. We can talk business, and my wife did the same degree in finance and also master's in business psychology and organizational psychology. If I'm going to talk to her, their speciality is different to my speciality.
That's right.
If you did a degree in business and I did in finance, we can meet somewhere. But when a finance person is required, I come up. So Christians hear God. Everybody gotta hear God. But when it comes to the specialist in it,
come on.
I don't know if you're getting this. So some people say prophet by. Why is it that prophets differ in other areas? I don't know all those prophets who differ. But let me just talk about the prophets I know don't differ.
Come on.
All right. Let me talk about the ones I differ with. It's so simple. This is an army of God.
That's right.
Some army guys are in the kitchen preparing food for those who are on the battlefront. And some are actually in the washroom cleaning and washing clothes. And they are still the same army. So their perspective of the battle is different. They are talking about shrapnels.
That's right.
Some fragments of a bomb that blew up when we were on the forefront.
That's right.
And they got to see pieces and pieces. They talk about the pieces and you think they didn't see the war. They saw the war from a different perspective.
That's right.
I don't know if you're getting this.
Right.
This is the difference where I came in and said, Donald Trump is God's choice. Watch this. And everyone said, Donald Trump is God's choice. You didn't get this now. Hear it. I want you to see something here. I want you to see some here. In Jeremiah 23 and verse number 30, I'm not going to go far. Just I'm coming back to this. Therefore, behold, I'm against the prophets, declares the Lord, who steal words from one another.
Oh,
you didn't hear that. So one prophet heard Hubert Angel saying Donald Trump is God's choice. And they went and declared that Donald Trump is going to be president. Hubert Angel didn't say that. Then Hubert Angel comes in and tells you that the church is responsible for the second term.
Uh-huh.
Now, but remember, you've already stolen my weight.
Come on.
So you then miss my service when I tell you it's going to be Joe Biden. But God's choice is Trump. So you look at it now when the prophet is out, you say, my God, he's got, hey. He said, what? Oh my God, he's in a service. We're in the lockdown. Definitely is in front of a service, in front of 1,000 people. Whoa, wait a minute. When? No, just a week after.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says, and I looked and continued to look. Now you have already stolen a piece of it. So they found the shrapnels. And some of them also got, God wanted Trump as president. They also got that part.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not get deeper. To God's choice doesn't mean God's president. You hear me? So it's no difference. That doesn't mean say that one is a false prophet.
No.
that got this issue. No, he didn't go deeper. He didn't keep going. He couldn't see further. He was in the cleaning room washing clothes. And the thing that he got were shrapnels of bombs. But the ones on the forefront are realizing, oh my God, there is somebody who is changing the plan. You're getting it now. You're getting it now. You're getting it now. So when something can be changed, I don't give it to you. I give it to you until it's about to be changed. Watch this now. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Are you hearing? I remember when I did the conference with Bishop Dewar, the interview, and I began to explain, and people were shouting, why are you saying this? Why are you saying? I'm like, I'm the only one here who said it's Biden.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not talking about around the world, the others. Okay, I'm just talking about where we're sitting there. So I'm the only one here who said Biden. And who keeps telling you that God's choice is this, but the church refused it. So God went for this one. Now imagine the ability to go deeper to seeing what is going to convince God on this one. And what is going to reverse God's desire on this one. God still desires one person. Remember, the Bible says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. But how many Christians are broke? But that's what he wants. I know the plans I have for you. How many people don't have those kind of plans manifesting in their lives? But God's plans are that. Now watch this now. Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
So just imagine a man is standing like this and is told, come up either. Boom, he's gone. And yet he's still in front of the people. I wish I could talk to you. I wish I could talk to you. I don't know if you're hearing this. I know some people are getting it. Are you hearing this?
Seppo says, this is deep. Thank you, Prophet. Grady Kingston says, the revelation machine is teaching.
And on YouTube, Prince Lee Johnson says, this is heavy truth, Prophet. You're opening the knowledge of my spirit and spiritual understanding.
Amen, amen, amen. Just imagine, I was, my wife, Baby Angel, is in a room, and we're talking about our closed room, just her and myself. And she goes in there to talk to God. And right there, Moses stands there.
Ooh.
Now, you know, when you have never met anybody like this, you have a problem. You don't know what to say. You're like, how can it be possible? God is not the God of the dead.
Come on.
They didn't get that.
Come on.
They didn't get that. I remember. Le mahangra vilakia toklerista. Pastor Chris is sitting in his house. Just sitting in his house like this. And I will not tell you things that he has not told the world. I will never tell you my closest talk with Pastor Chris. Never. Never. Not there is like secrets and things. No. I'm talking about even his holy encounters. If he has not brought it to the public, I won't.
Right.
It's just the way I am.
Right.
Now watch this. And he's sitting in there in his house. As he's sitting in his house, watch this. Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the manifestation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is there everywhere. He's in him. He's in me. He's in you. But the manifestation, the physical manifestation of Christ is coming down the corridor and is sitting down like this. Listen to me carefully and you will not understand it even if you do listen. The corridors, the walls gathered themselves together.
Ooh, come on. Wow.
And came to report to him that the master is in the corridor.
Oh, come on.
Now, what are you talking about? When you hear people calling called prophets, it's a different stage altogether.
Wow.
Prophets are territorial commanders.
Come on.
You have nothing to fear about them. You have nothing. Listen, prophets are generals. They are a force.
Come on.
The Bible calls them ministering fire, flames of fire.
Hey.
How can walls with bricks gather themselves together and come to a location and say, have you ever seen a wall bow to you like this and say, the master is there? And you look and say, ah, that's my wall. You've not seen anything. When you begin to see things, you'll be like, oh my God, Jesus of India, what is happening? You don't know what to do.
Come on.
What about Shambag, who was stopped by the police? R.W. Shambach, stopped by the police. Listen to me. Stopped by the police. He was talking to Jesus like this, talking like to Jesus. And another, I believe it was Billy Graham again, had the same encounter. They are driving full speed. He forgot that the speed limits. And he's talking to Jesus like he's talking to his friend. And the police trooper stopped them. Stop! Where is the brother? The man you were, said, no. No. There's nobody. So say, I saw two people here. Where's the other one? This is a trooper. And you were going beyond the speed limit. Then he remembered. He said, oh, it's the Lord Jesus. He said, say, tell the Lord Jesus not to allow this speed next time. And the man left. He realized something is off. How?
Come on.
Listen to me. When you talk about people that understand God, that have actually walked with God, it's a different story. I don't know if you're hearing me at all.
Yes.
I don't know if you're hearing me. Are you hearing me? Kalamando Skida had us. I remember.
Prophet, Mia says, you're a territorial commander, my father. And Nancy Hahn says, the walls are reporting.
Amen.
Raphael on YouTube says, prophets are prophets and trying to fully understand them is an exercise in futility.
Kabalonde, kela mangradiza, kela maankres. Lamondes, kea karnum. Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing this? So you can get to a location and you start hearing, what on earth? I remember my own young boy, you know, see, when he was five, and we're living in Kingsley Close, in Thameside, and I'm in there, and I would receive a lot of visions in that location. That was the second location that we received, number two location that we received more visions, more than any other place.
Whoa.
And we are in there, and my son comes out there with tears. 5-year-old little boy with tears. What's happening? What happened? He said, the Lord Jesus was in my room.
Yeah.
I said, no. Don't be funny. The mother is like, you see Jesus every time. Ask him. What happened? So I said, what did he say? And he continued. He now increased his crying now. I said, what happened? He said, I can't describe the words that he was telling me. I can't repeat them.
Whoa.
I know them, but I can't. 5-year-old.
Whoa.
So when people see young people being called fear, they tell, oh, what kind of this? Is this by blood? Yes. Now.
Come on.
What do you want me to say? It's the whole Bible.
Hallelujah.
God killed everyone in the book of Genesis, saying the Israelite, kill this one, kill this one, kill this tribe, kill this tribe. People wonder, why did he kill people? Same problem. One problem. Everyone was corrupted. Their blood was corrupted except Noah and his family. He kept one family that is pure. So every one of you here on earth, you are related.
Come on.
We are all related.
That's right.
Pink, white, polka dot, brown, black, navy black, everyone. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
We are related. It's by blood, brothers and sisters. It's by blood. What about Aaron? What about the priests from the Aaronite priesthood? What about Moses? The brother of Aaron. His brother gave birth to priests. He himself gave birth to priests. What do you think that is? Anointing flowing. What about Isaiah? And Isaiah slept with his wife, the prophetess. Even Isaiah. His wife became a prophet. What did she do? The Bible says it openly. Slept with Isaiah. There is no other curriculum vitae of the wife of Isaiah. Except that she went in, slept with Isaiah, and created a child. Full stop. And she's prophetess. No prophecy ever. Not even one recorded. Yeah.
Come on.
I don't want to get you to think that means if you are marrying somebody, she becomes a prophet because you're a prophetess. You're a prophet. It doesn't mean that. But I'm just giving you some facts here so that you go home and do your homework. All right. So before you start throwing things you don't know, read the scriptures.
That's right.
They will shock you. You know, if you think twice, you'll be the wisest in your generation. So watch this now. Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Le mankra kilaba ankrikta. Zetukuma ankrede ende kuda kala mahankre.
Puti on YouTube says, I always knew I'm related to you.
I'm telling you. We love our people. Our people are very interactive and funny. And that's good. That's what church should be like.
That's right.
We are able to talk. All right?
Right.
Now, watch this now. Watch this. Prophets have a certain level. One prophet is told by God, you sleep on one side.
Mm.
Don't turn. And what do I do for food? Cook food using human feces, to be exact. Excretions. For those who don't want this word. What do you mean? Don't use firewood. Don't use this. No electricity. There were no electricity at that time. What? Why? Because I said it. What about the same prophet? What about this? Said, go out there. Let me show you something.
Come on, bring it on.
Ah. Come on,
commenting on Atom Gram prophet says, it's on days like this one that I desire to comment in tongues.
I want to show you something. I don't know. I want to give you something that you know. Go to Isaiah 20. Because I'm using this same prophet, you know. Very, very, very important. Are you there?
Yes,
and I'll read from verse number 1. Because I like the name. In the year that Tatan came unto Ashdod. I like that. When Sargon the king of Assyria sent him and fought against Ashdod and took it. The same time spake the Lord. Did I say the Lord or the devil?
The Lord.
Thank you so much for those who could speak. Did I say the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Is it saying the Lord here?
Yes, sir.
And the same time spake the Lord by Isaiah, the son of Amos, saying, go and become naked.
That's right.
Remove even your shoes from your feet. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. And the Lord said, like as my servant Isaiah hath walked naked and barefoot 3 years for a sign and a wonder. Why not come and just explain to me what you really want?
That's right.
So I tell your people, this is the problem, okay? I don't need to be an example. No, be naked. How do you tell your wife, the Lord said naked, so that I preach, say, okay, okay, no problem. Is it your shirt, right? No. Is it your vest? No. Is it your trousers? Everything. You would require an NI number from that God. National insurance number, so that I can specifically say it's you, God. Social security number, give me, Lord, because I can't understand. How can you say to a prophet, remove all your clothes? And this is the wisest prophet ever. And he removes all his clothes for 3 years. This is not 3 days where you do 3 days and run around and go behind a tree. No. 3 years. That means everyone in the city knows there is a prophet naked around. And why? Because I want to be a sign and a wonder. What kind of wonder is this? I want to read this. I don't know. In fact, this one, the Lord said I should not read it myself because of something. So, Pastor Ronnie, read verse number 4.
Yes, sir.
King James, because the Lord said I shouldn't read myself.
So shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians prisoners and the Ethiopians captives, young and old, naked and barefoot.
Let's go.
Even with their buttocks uncovered to the shame of Egypt.
Now you know why the Lord said don't read. But you understand what I'm talking about.
Says
this is a sign. I will also do it to some people. So Lord, I'll just go tell them. This is what you are intending to do. I don't need to be naked. Can't we just go and tell them? We'll use all the means to communicate. Say no. 3 years. Just do this for 3 years. Prophets are a force. They are a fire. They are not using your rules. You're not getting me. You're not getting me at all. Mando kila bangrata zi kremanda si bakalo mandaza. Pale nonzi karamonde seza.
Live on Atom Gram Prophet. Jose Jonah says, spiritual deep words for deep people of God for the future.
Just imagine that. Now watch this. Watch this. Are you here?
Amen.
Are you here, somebody?
Yes,
are you here? Now imagine when Shomak meets the Lord. He walks into hospital. Gets in. And everyone is sick there. He starts telling everyone, follow me. You are healed. People are on tubes, you just remove it. Say, follow me. Oxygen. People start walking, following the guy. They don't know where they're going. The guy is just going outside of the hospital. Everyone is queuing up out, going. What did they see? What did they see? There is something that prophets see, and when they see it, they have boldness to speak.
Come on.
Have you ever seen, you would be thinking a prophet is down, oh my God, this one is finished. Then you hear the prophet speak, you're like, hey, where's this boldness coming from? It's the thing that they see that you can't see.
Oh, that's right.
Come on. You are hearing this now.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
I remember I was taken in the spirit, and I was taken to a certain location, and God said, this is where the saints are. This is heaven. And I'm standing there, and I begin to see Maria Woodward Etta, Smith Wigglesworth, John G. Lake.
Come on.
We're talking about Alexander Dowie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about these huge, Kenneth E. Hagin. They are sitting in one location like this. They are discussing things. I'm talking about what I saw. This is the truth.
Wow.
And I'm seeing it like this, and I'm seeing. I said, hey. These are generals I just wanted to greet, to shake hands with. And I'm not thinking of anything but to just waiting for the Lord to hear the Lord say, go and touch their hands. I'm like, Jesus, this is all in one location. And God said, who do you want to be like? Ah! Hey! You have got all this choice in one go. I said, I want to be all of them combined.
Hey! Come on.
At that time, I was doing 7 hours a day in prayer. 7 hours. I would make sure I would do 7 hours praying. And God looked at me and said, it is possible. I said, what? All of them combined. Now I'm thinking I should have added some few more. And God said this. He said, imagine yourself armed with a prayer. I was asking in my head, how do I become like all of them combined? He said, imagine yourself armed with a prayer. I'm doing 7. No, he said with a little prayer. I'm doing 7 hours. What is a little prayer?
Hey.
Is it in hours? God is like, no. Just imagine yourself armed with a little prayer. I began to think, what is a little prayer? It took me years to discover what a little prayer is.
Wow.
Took me years. That's why you see most of my books are on prayer.
That's right.
The strategy of prayer.
Wow.
I don't know if you see when we talk about prayer with me, it's diligence more than hard work. How do you do it? To cut the long story short, to cut this long way short, how do you do it? That's it. That's why my prayer books are going everywhere, and our best sellers are actually prayer books.
That's right.
Because when people read the prayer books, they wonder, what on earth? I did not know this.
That's right.
Imagine yourself armed with a little prayer. And remember, I mean, I've taken my boy to this Thameside Park, you know, where kids would be, you know, going on rides and all that and all that. And I took them back home, and I'm in there sitting there and decided, let me just sit there like this. As I sit there like this on something like concrete platform that they put there, I look and I'm seeing kids are playing, but from afar, I'm seeing Kenneth E. Hagin.
Oh.
And a man holding him like this. And they are coming. Kenneth Hagin is going home to be with the Lord.
Right.
And they sit there. The whole environment changed. And I've got all these books and books of Kenneth Hagin in a suitcase. And this man opened the book and said, do you know this? I said, I've read this. All these books I've read. He said, now they are now yours. I said, no. Oh. I have them in my library. He said, you're not hearing me. They are now yours.
Whoa.
Then he gave me instructions. Hey, watch this.
Come on.
From that day, I caught something in my spirit on faith. I caught it.
Wow.
And to describe stuff like this, hey, it's very difficult. People are like, no, how? Did Peter not see Elijah?
That's right. That's right.
Did Peter not see Moses?
That's right. That's right.
Now watch this now. So when you're looking at prophets, you are seeing something different. A whole spirit different. My brother, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwo, was running in the spirit like this, running from something. And when he got to another location, it was like two rocks on this place on the left and on the left. And he's standing in the middle and trying to really, really speed off. And guess what happened? A man stood in front of him and said, you are running. If you run, who will stay? You are running. And he says, I know you. Who are you? I know you. Says, you know me. I know you. Who are you? The man says, Apostle Paul. No, no, you see right now. Just imagine. When we talk of prophets, we talk about different level, different stage altogether. Now watch, Pastor Chris is about to get into a service, and he's about to get into a service, he's ministering, and he hears, look up, and he looks up, and he's taken in the spirit, and a whole grandstand began to appear. Grandstand here, grandstand here, grandstand here, grandstand here. And the grandstand that's there, and guess what happened there? There are 10 sitting there. People are sitting there. He's wondering, who is this? He said, look at them again. And boom, these are saints, generals, apostles, Peter, Paul, all these and all these. Said, in your conference tonight, I'm patting a kitten. And all these saints will be watching your conference. Now, listen, like I told you before, I won't go home now.
Come on.
We will do this conference 2 weeks.
Come on.
I don't know if you're hearing what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
What? Apostle Paul is watching. Peter is watching. Stephen is watching. Andrew is watching. John is the beloved is watching. What are you talking about? David is watching. Jesus Christ, Jesus. All I have to do is pat a kitten, you will see. When those same people who experience these things begin to speak, something big is happening. I don't know if you are getting this.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you are getting this.
Yes, sir.
People are on Atomgram right now. Gogo says, Prophet, please don't stop. This is powerful.
What about, thank you so much. What about Sadhu Sundar Singh? You know, there is Sadhu Sundar of Raj and Sadhu Sundar Singh. The Sadhu Sundar of Raj is actually, people are actually trying to liken him to Sadhu Sundar Singh. The biggie. The man is walking. They are trying to do something. He says, I'm going. He said, what? He said, you'll not see me again. He walks 25 meters from the people and disappears in front of them. To this day, he's not even seen. They don't know where he's buried. We're not talking about 20 million years ago.
Whoa.
No.
Come on.
The man is walking like this. Everyone's like, he's going. Boom, there. Disappears. Clean place. There is no building. There's no tree. Just clear area. The guy is gone. To this day, no one knows where he is.
Come on. Whoa.
So, the... That's why the Bible says, Moses and the prophets. The prophets and Moses. Moses and the prophets. What is he saying? He's saying, there is a class I'm not putting under prophets.
Come on.
We are not discussing this.
Right.
We are not even giving you attention.
Come on.
Cavalier critique is among crave. Vanomankra itaklire the ankrivia katuski. Lenju tabala gratuki via nanka. Kredegia tos. What about Jesse Doblandis? He's in there and God takes him to a location. He just went across town. He wanted to eat. He said, I can't find any. I need to go back to my hotel. He knelt down like this and he was swooned into the spirit realm. And he saw Abraham. Just imagine getting to talk to Abraham. Say, I say, what's your name? Say, Abraham. Huh? This is not some George you meet, you know, like, you know, like some kind of Max. So I was with Max. No. I'm talking about Abraham. Papa Abraham. You have conversations, conferences with them. I'm by no means saying take all these people and then ignore the Bible and say whatever they say is scripture. No, scripture stands.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that they would say should line up with scripture, otherwise you're talking to a demon. You're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. I wish you are hearing this. I want you to read Isaiah 60 verse number 2 and I'm starting. Isaiah 60 verse number 2. I'll give you just maybe 20 or 18 of what will begin to take place. And then we close the service and then I'll come back for part 2 and all that. And remember, on Wednesday, we are dealing with alien invasion. Mm-hmm. Alien invasion. Yes.
Isaiah 60 verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And gross darkness the people.
Now watch what he says. Are you here, guys?
Yes.
Are you here, everybody?
Yes,
he says, darkness shall cover the people. But darkness shall cover the what? The nation. But gross darkness the people. So this is deduced darkness. Read it again.
Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
Shall cover the nations. This is the earth.
Yes.
It says darkness shall cover the nations. Net darkness. Net. But the one that will cover the people, what is it?
And gross
darkness. Oh. No subtraction.
Oh.
It's a balance sheet of darkness.
Aye,
yeah. A net darkness will cover the world. But gross will cover the people. That is before text, yeah. Everything that is there will cover the people. The people are in great darkness. Look at what is happening. Watch this. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So God ministered to me that there's going to be a time, and this is the time, where nations shall be perplexed, perturbed, surprised. There is something that has already been released. And most people know. Leaders that you see around the world, God revealed to me that they already know what is happening.
Come on.
Just imagine the quickness in getting anyone who speaks something different to be removed.
That's right. That's right.
They know there is a certain truth.
That's right.
That they want out there. Something that is actually being covered with this thing that they are claiming. See, when I say this, most people don't understand that when I say stuff like this, I'm by no means control, orientation, vaccination. I don't know if you understand. I don't know if you understand. Then we can go on. We'll talk about that part later on when I'm dealing with that. Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
No. So he says something is happening. There is going to be an increase in ignorance.
Wow.
An increase in ignorance that people are so excited that right now as we speak, Donald Trump has been removing from Twitter. They are excited. They are happy. Wait until Donald Trump is not president anymore. He's sitting at his house.
Yeah.
Who are they going to stop next?
Right. That's right.
It is free reign. No matter you don't agree with somebody, you don't need to remove them.
That's right.
It's freedom of speech. How can it be freedom of speech when you're the only one who is free?
No way.
See, there is freedom of ignorance. That one is a problem. But when it's freedom of speech, you're giving your view and somebody is giving their view. There are people who openly lie. Are you getting this now?
Right.
So there is a season that is happening now, which is a season of moral decadence because of the ignorance of the people. Moral decadence. We're talking about what you think is happening around the world now is nothing to what's here now. People worship the devil openly.
Whoa.
It's no longer something that they are hiding now. The ignorance is going to be so huge that they don't want anything to do with God. It's so dark that the Illuminati will come and say, I'm an Illuminati. And just imagine people in darkness calling themselves Illuminati, meaning say they have the light. It means those who have illumination. That's what the word means, Illuminati. If you've ever heard of the Illuminati, all right, then the Freemasonry. God ministered to me that it's going to be so open. It's going to be like, but you guys, where have you been? How come you were hiding? They're going to be open. Are you hearing this?
Yes.
Some people are getting it. Some people are getting it. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
Now. And the other point number two that I saw, and I was ministering this to my wife, as I was talking to my wife about it, and she was giving me a vision she received about 2-3 days ago. And I said to her, you need to really come out and say it yourself. And when she's explaining, I said, yeah, it's written here. I've written it for the people, but I'm describing what I saw. You describe what you saw. I saw towns, exit towns, with military checkpoints. Now, these are things that you might talk about seeing in Africa. That, okay, this is a dictatorship and there is this and there is this. No, you're going to see it in developed countries.
Wow.
They will act like they want to defend you. There is a right there, you know. When you, right now, when I go to the little bit, then, you know, this one and this one, that's where you will get excited. Because this is too big. When it comes to nations, it's like, huh, you know, maybe it doesn't affect my food. Just imagine getting out of a city in America to go to another city, and the military are exit points, trying to figure out if you have obeyed the government. Things that they used to blame Africa for, they'll begin to do themselves.
Whoa.
And they will do it in the name of security, trying to protect citizens. And you will see it in broad daylight, 2021 and beyond.
Whoa.
They will tell you that it's COVID. They will tell you that it's because of this. It's happening as I'm talking to you. It's going to happen. And it's going to be so rampant, it's like they are helping. They will start by helping. They will start by sending the military to inject you, to try and offer you. Listen, it will be offered. This thing that they call the vaccine, they will offer you. Did you hear that? I did not say they will just go and say, we are here. No. They will send you messages on your phone. They will send you emails. They will send you everything. It will be, listen to me. Listen to me. It will just be right there. I don't know if you are getting this.
Yes,
I'm not talking about what's happening right now. No. Forget about this. I'm talking about what's coming. All right. This will be rampant. It'll be like everywhere. I don't know if our people are getting it. I'm not talking about somebody said they were planning it. No, this one will happen in Britain, in America, in Europe. You will see it. They will act like they are just helping you do this, helping. No, they're not going to do that. This is a control initiative that is happening. Why? Because people are filled with ignorance. Gross darkness, the people, but net darkness, the nations. So the world is full of darkness, but the people will be full of ignorance. They will think what they are being told is correct. They will just say, it's okay. It's okay as long as we can go back to our former days. Notice, were we not thinking that this is going to happen last year? To our former days. What happened in January? They started it again. And you have got videos online, of course, they are busy removing them. Of people in hospitals and showing you those hospitals are not full. And if you hear me talk like this, they will block this channel. Why? Because in their heads, why are you telling people this? I'm telling you facts that are happening right there.
Right.
Why are you so afraid of a lie?
Exactly.
I don't know if you're hearing me.
Yes, sir.
Why are you so afraid of a lie? That this thing is like you have to protect yourself from a lie. I don't know if you are getting this.
Yes,
are you getting this?
Yes,
some people are getting it. Some people are getting it. Yes.
Irene Fergus says, OMG. Kay Stern says, it's already happening, Prophet. We're getting calls daily at work in the NHS. And asking
for the workers, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, but that's workers. We're talking about
everybody.
Now, hear this. Remember this. Imagine a virus so deadly. You have to be tested to tell you have got it. Then imagine the vaccine so brilliant and so safe that they have to threaten you to take it.
Hey. Oh, speechy.
I don't know if you're getting it.
Sir.
They didn't get it. I said, imagine. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. And wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Imagine a virus so deadly that they have to test it to see if you have it or not. Then a vaccine so brilliant and so powerful and so safe that they have to threaten you for you to take it. Don't use all of your senses. You kill yourself. Use one or two.
Come on.
I don't know if you're getting this. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
You're getting this right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, are you here?
Yes, sir.
I want to show you something. Kabayun cricket is kabahangles. Now, then point number three, what I began to see was, even now, it's so easy right now. Watch this. This is what the Lord ministered to me. And I don't have to be telling you this. Then the angel stood and told me this. I'm just telling you facts because I've got too many things to give you. And then we have another part where I describe and when you ask questions and I answer the way I understood it from the vision. If I don't understand what you're asking, I'll ask again. And you give me an elaborated kind of, you know, question that you elaborate. And if I don't have an answer based on the vision, not based on my knowledge, on the vision, I can't answer. I will stop, you know. So watch this now. Showed me something that right now people have to be tested and they become negative, and you go, I think 48 or 72 hours, you are allowed to fly. Now, to come back in, you have to also have 72 hours test, that is like 72 hours. Now, but God ministered to me that as we move into August, September, October, November, December there, you will have already suggestions and some companies working with who? World Health Organization. Not that health organization will be like stamping passports or anything, but they are recommended. Who recommended passports?
Ooh.
Health passports. That they can even put a sign in your passport or give you a new page itself that proves that you can travel.
Whoa.
I don't know if you're getting this. Imagine all this so that you can remain under their radar. I'll show you something that the Bible says in the book of Jude. I don't want to say it right now, but anyway, let me just give you a hint. It says, these filthy dreamers, they defile the flesh. Oh, they missed it. They missed it. You see, they missed it, right? Said, in the time to come, when Enoch was prophesying about this same time we are in, he says, these filthy dreamers, they have a target in their heads. They think they will succeed in something. Says they will defile the flesh. There is something that they want to do to your DNA. You didn't hear. The man is already prophesying of what will happen. Said, but they are filthy dreamers. You see, when somebody is a dreamer, he's not waking up. In other words, their plans will fall flat. I wish you were here, you know, just like here physically, so you can get this. I don't know if you're getting it.
Yes.
Number four was a very funny one, because I was in that vision and I began to see countries being formed. See, they missed it. I said new countries with new names.
Wow.
Now, you see, when you say these things like this, right, you'll be like, are you mentally off? It has nothing to do with my mind. It has everything to do with 2021 and beyond. All right? 2021 and beyond. But the beyond is not far. I saw countries coming out. Countries, new countries. Like this country is now called this one. This country, a new one. This one. All right?
Wow.
Number five. Taluji keva kelemahan kratisabu. I saw what God said is an uprising. And the angel of the Lord just said, there is an uprising taking place. An uprising. And I said, what uprising? And the Lord said, there is an uprising against the truth.
Oh.
That there will be organizations formed. I'm not talking about social media people, no. Organizations coming out with different names of ministries to control information. When we talk about social media, Twitter has banned this one. Forget about that. The government actually saying, not the Ministry of Communication. The one that they will actually say is there to combat lies. When it's there to to give out a lie that they want. Why? Because of number one, gross darkness, the people, but net darkness, the countries. It's not going to be easy. These days, that's why I spoke from the scriptures where the Bible told you here that they say to a seer, see not. They say to a prophet, prophesy not. Somebody's angry right now because they have a business in Dubai that they want to do. They have a business in Kenya. They have a business in Angola that they want to do. And they're like, prophet, give us some good news. That's exactly what the men said. There are those who say to the seer, see not. And those who say to the prophet, prophesy not. Hear this. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
And the... See these figures that are taking place right now. We are on number six, right?
Yes, sir.
These figures, and I have to rush so that we get the time right. And are people watching right now? Are people watching? We are going to go to a very, very, very... Some very, very good ones.
People are watching Prophet live on Atomgram. Chinoso Angel says, uprising against the truth.
Uprising against the truth. Mandushi Keba. So So number six. All right. I saw an angel as it was like a man crying over cities. All right. Crying over cities. We're talking about people just crying everywhere. An angel was crying over the people who were crying. And God said, depression is everywhere. And suicide rates increasing at an astronomical figure. Forget about the suicide rates of people that in years past. No, this is suicide rates that are beyond. Not because you are in lockdown. No, they're going to open these gates and close them and open them and do it like that. There'll be another new strain coming. Even this very coming year.
Whoa.
Another one. They'll keep saying there is a strain. There is a strain. You say, well, I think we are now free. No, a new one. Look at this vaccine. It's for the old strain.
That's right.
Now they have a new one. Mm-hmm. They need it to be strengthened a little bit for the new one. Ah, okay. Are you getting it now?
Yes, sir.
We are on number six. Six, right?
Yes, sir.
Number seven. I had headlines with court cases in the heart of America. All right. Now watch this. I saw, it's like, oh, now America now. Mm. America needs its own day. I'm telling you, it's just its own day, talking about what God is going to do for America. I think that its own day will be brilliant for just America, because it's just too many things. We'll go there. Whoa. Now, it's like a libelous society is rising. And I mentioned it when I spoke about the tsunami, financial tsunami that was coming. It's like this period is going to be a libelous society. But this is brilliant. Because God ministered to me that even in the very White House, we're going to have a lot of revelations. Things that will make people say, Trump was a nice guy. After some people, there are whistleblowers that will come. And the whistleblowers will even blow their whistle, but guess what? They will not be heard. And some who are on the opposite will say, no, he was even worse. Then people will come out, but there are going to be revelations. Revelations, I'm talking about an uncovering of truths. Uncovering of people who were backbiters. Uncovering of people who were really, really stabbing the back of anything that was happening in there that was good. An uncovering is going to be like a whistleblower coming out and explaining things. And people that you never thought were the betrayers will come to the surface. Those who are in America, hear me and you hear me well. One day you wake up and realize this is the worst thing that has ever taken place. And you see. Hope you're here. Hope you're here. Hope you're here. So he said, this is what I wrote. I will expose those who were fighting presidents from within and from without. Yet the news and the prince of the air will act like nothing was happening. Now hear this. Eight. I don't know if you are hearing this.
Yes,
says they shall be good versus God. Now, when you hear stuff like that, good versus God, and I'm still going back to the detailed ones. Good versus God, it simply means there is a difference between God and good. Most people, when they hear things are good, they think it's godly. No. Godly is different from God. Same thing if I shave my beard, as in the Old Testament, what the Bible will call it will call it an abomination. But it's my beard, and I use my own razor, or rather machine, or shaving machine. But it's my beard. Yeah, it's your beard, but guess what? It's not godly. It might look good, but it's not godly. So he said there is a battle between God and good. He says, my people don't know nothing about the difference between godly and good. Not everything that is good is godly. And not everything that is godly is good to you. So I'm putting my weight above. So you can see what I say I want more than what you say you want. And you will see what God says he wants should weigh more than what you want. And what you consider good, God says, I'm going to put a distinction that people will definitely know. When I speak a thing, it should be that thing that is followed. Now, we are on number nine. On nine, I saw a lot of inventions, but a lot of these inventions were in the medical field. And I want to give this because there is something that I saw in India. I saw something very, very, and I'm going to say it later on. I saw people in India get ready for that. But I began to see something that was like medicines coming for many, many diseases, the many, many, many inventions, rather, and many discoveries in medicine that will combat new, even new strains of diseases. But because the noise is so much on one thing, you will hear them, but it will look like it's nothing that is happening. It says the devil will look like I'm not doing anything. The devil will seem like I'm not doing anything. That's what the Lord said. So the devil will convince everyone, his media, news media, to say nothing is taking place. Only COVID is there. Yet I'll be doing a great thing behind the scenes. Healing diseases. Curing sicknesses. Giving people inventions. Giving people discoveries. Making people to discover new things in the medical arena. And number 10 is there is going to be a glitch in the space program for India. They set a date to go, but there is a glitch, and God said, pray for India to rise. Maybe people don't know this. Let me just give you statistics. 1 in 17,000 to 47,000, some statistics would say, is a business person in India. 1 in 47 is a business person in India, in China. One border. Just cross the border, 1 in 47 people, a businessman. Cross the border in India, 1 in 17,000 is a businessman. One border. Said, but I'm about to raise them to another level as a nation. And you guys, you are in India and you watch us. Listen, God is taking your nation to another level. He says, it's the time where I show my people in India, I'm about to move to another degree. Inventions will be done in that place. But he says, pray for this, because it's about to put its name on the map. Whether number 4, number 5, is about to put its map on the map when it comes to its space program. But there are things that will begin to be glitches. And I want to expose those glitches before the time. Because this might become a disaster if you don't stand and pray. And remember, I'm coming for part 2 on that. Let me go number 11. And I want people to ask questions later on. Then number 11 was an issue that I mentioned when I discussed on the issue of Jude, who spoke and said, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. He says 2021 is the pure, watch this now, pure beginning of transhumanism. It says be careful, transhumanism is here. In other words, the transformation of genes, where people are set to become mutants. So when I say mutants, people think of a Spielberg movie or whatever, whosoever did that movie. And that's what they think. Transhumanism, they see themselves changing into snakes and moving back. That's not what I'm talking about. That's another stage for another day. I'm talking about the changing, the altering of DNA. He says this year is the real foundation of it. All this they were talking about it, but this year it's out in full force. Says they will come to you as if it's some advantage for you. And yes, it will have advantages, but it will actually defile your flesh. Remember, just the days of Noah. Just like the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man. And what happened in the days of Noah? Children of men, God, came, slept with the daughters of men and produced a breed. And the ones who slept with the aliens died during the flood. And the ones who were born also were destroyed. But the Bible says, and thereafter, even after the flood, they came. Now watch this. It says, even here now, that shall be like that. Now, in this day and age, they are very smart, because they know one thing. They know the to have an alien race coming and doing something, some people might wake up. So what do? They realize this quick. Let's do this. Let's use science to manipulate the genome. To get in their DNA. It's easier. It's quick. You just line up people and put your injection in and you are fixing it. It's so easy and people will be so scared. The first time they did it, what happened to the statistics in America? 83% said they will not take the vaccine. Now imagine with the fear they gave people last year. And now they're telling you 83% have refused. In Britain, I don't know, maybe 40-something percent one study showed. That means they haven't scared them enough. So guess what? They will scare you again this year.
Yeah.
Until you change those things. The minister of the Secretary of Health was saying, we will offer, the vaccine will be offered to everyone. Offered to everyone. They won't force it. But the circumstances will force you. I don't know if you are getting this now.
Yeah,
I don't know if you are getting this.
Yeah.
So transhumanism, the change of DNA, the altering of DNA, people will cheer for scientific abominations. People change from what I made them to be, said the Lord. Since you will cheer for abominations, you will cheer. When you hear now you can survive, we have added 10 more years. Your body, your DNA is now kind of able to go 10 more years. We're increasing your lifespan. Oh, they will cheer like this. Now we have found a cure for long life. But you are forgetting, long life is long life here. There is eternity to consider. So you have become a candidate for long life. And you have been removed from being a candidate for eternal life. So he says, people will cheer for scientific abominations. Notice, he said scientific abominations. They will be to the world scientific discoveries. You will hear them on TV. Everyone will carry it. CNN will carry it. Sky News will carry it. BBC will carry it. And it will be fine. It will be scientific abominations. Now, I don't know if you are getting this. 12 is what I mentioned on Friday. That was financial tsunami. So you can just go and watch that. Are you there? Are you getting there?
Yes,
and one thing that I saw was a force, which is point number 13. I saw a force of men of God and women of God of power that will demonstrate miracles like you've never seen in your life.
Wow.
You said these miracles, and notice, I'm the one saying it, what I saw. So 2-5 people will come up and have miracles. Don't worry, I'm just a messenger. I'm not here to compete with nobody. Just imagine the fire and the force. The fire and the force that will begin to take place. The fire, the force that will take place. Are you hearing this?
Yes,
the fire and the force that will take place. Where you have young women of God, old women of God, young men of God, young boys, young girls, demonstrating the power of God that people will call it fake. There will be no way to describe what happened. It will be all over the place like popcorn. This one has done this. This one in India. There is another young man in India who has done this. There is another. They won't have all these ministries you think they have. They are not here to build empires. They are just doing some things. China itself. You hear news of men and women of God that are performing extraordinary feats. You are hearing this now.
Yes, sir.
He said this. He said, this is an awakening, a reset.
Amen.
That's where we got the Awakening Conference.
Amen.
We're doing it before, but we had to repeat it because of this. He said it's going to be an awakening. Watch this. And a reset. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you here? He said, write the vision down. So I wrote all these things down. So I'm just explaining. Then when we finish, you come back and you can ask anything you want to ask. Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Now watch this. Point number 14, right?
Yes, sir.
Point number 14. Legamos. This is something that is close to my heart. Where God said, I'm going to create an educational and entertainment Goshen. So there is something that is going to happen that will be put in place by the enemy. That the education will be corrupted desperately. The education system will be corrupted desperately. He says, but I'm going to cause men and women to rise who will create institutions that honor me. So it is going to be a quick work that they will wake up and realize the school, one school, 40 students have gone. Where? They are now at another school. What is that school? A Christian school.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I'm creating new areas.
Wow.
Where my people will be schooled, not where the enemy has already entered.
Mm-hmm.
Says they will go to schools and teach submission to kids. I don't know if you understand.
Yes,
I don't know if you understand.
Yes,
control, orientation, all right? Vaccination. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting it?
Lamwaka Harriet says, hallelujah, glory to God.
And on YouTube, Prophet Nansel says, this is seriously revealing, Prophet. I'm blessed listening to these truths.
Amen. So you have control, orientation, all right, yes, vaccination. Mm-hmm. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Initiation, then domination. That's COVID for you. Their main issue is to control. Then orientation is more or less trying to get you to get to a certain level. Then after vaccination, you're already initiated. And after initiation, you're dominated. Did I say all the vaccinations are bad? No. Research the others. Since you already take Panadol. I know it's not a vaccine. But there are many. There are 40 so far. Don't go for what they just give you. Research. Be wise. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. A man who needs not to be ashamed. Rightly divide the word of truth. If you have to study here, you have to study there. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me? Where are we now? 15 was something that was really difficult. Because I saw it was like there was a lot of celebration. A lot of the celebration. And the angel had a paper written. It was like a scroll written. And it was written, the end of Netanyahu. And he flipped it to the end. And now it had an ISM, meaning Netanyahuism. So it's not the end of Netanyahuism. Then he flipped it again. Said the end of Donald Trump, not the end of Trumpism. Says they shall celebrate the end when it's not the end. No, they didn't get that. Says you shall celebrate the end, but not the end of what they have put in. Okay, now some we'll talk about it another day. Now, Skistin. This is what was really, really, so I'm saying this is the rebuilding. I want to read this. This is the rebuilding of spiritual tower of Babel. Whoa. Nimrod said, let's build a city to challenge people. Notice, when John saw, he saw a lamb. And the lamb turned into a dragon. Now, just imagine what he was seeing was not what was there. It says there is a rebuilding of the Tower of Babel. In the financial system, in the political system, there is a rebuilding. It's like there is one guy called Nimrod who was controlling and defiling God. So that's what is happening right now in the system. They are creating systems of atheism that promote atheism. That people will sit there and give you socialism, but it's not socialism. They want you to live in socialism, but they will be living in capitalism. So you are going to be controlled by capitalists who introduce socialism to you. And you think it's a fair society until you see where they stay, until you see what they drive, until you see the jets they own. Then you realize it is only meant for us, it's not for them. But you wake up late. 17 was a touching one because I had changing of the guards, meaning to say men of God in dispensations that have already been skipped by God and even in new dispensations will leave the earth. Changing of the gods this very year.
Whoa.
Changing of the gods. Meaning to say you have got great men of God that have moved in areas that you'll be like, wait a minute, this old man was something, this mature man was something, and they close the door, they open a door and walk out, a door of no return. Says, I'm changing the gods. People are coming in to replace others. And we're going to talk about it another time because of time. And I remember I've got part two where I'm going to be sitting down and you ask questions and I'm going to give you more and more of that because we only have maybe 2021. All right. Now, America, I have America here and it takes time. So I think I saw even in America the incapacitation of the president. I saw the White House open and people were entering there wearing white coats. It seems as if they were working on a president, but they started closing curtains everywhere so that nobody would know what it was. Nobody would know what it was. I don't know if you're hearing this.
Yes, sir.
Nobody would know what it was. And I saw it written, for there shall be a... Says there shall be a ... who shall speak for the beast. What was said in that message was, there shall be a harlot who shall speak on behalf of the beast. This is something you don't want to hear, especially if you support some other part. No. I support doctrine. I don't support, God is not a card-carrying member of a political party. He's a card-carrying member of his statutes, rules, and regulations. He says, somebody, a woman would speak for the men. For there shall be an incapacitation, that you shall hear holidays, and it's not even a holiday. You shall hear is off, and it's not off. He said, that you which you think is the vice president is the president.
Hey.
That's why I said, I need more time to explain.
Yeah.
That's another time. Just give me time so I don't really have to. But you have heard it. You have heard some of it. So I'll do one day just for America only. All right? Some people don't get it. The problem is, if you look in Isaiah 45, the Bible is talking about Cyrus. It's talking about Cyrus. Towards the end, look at what the Bible says. It says, I will anoint him. You're missing it. Though he doesn't know me. Oh, wait a minute. So you can anoint a person who doesn't know you. So it's possible for God to have anointed Trump, and if Trump is a sinner. Yeah. Says, I will anoint him, yet he doesn't know me. He doesn't know me, but he's anointed. That's what he said about Cyrus. So God can put somebody in place somewhere. But here I heard, ye shall speak for this man. Says, she shall speak for the man. An incapacitation. I'm telling you this. All right.
Wow.
19.
Wow.
19 is a dear to me, because this is what it says. It shall be known starting this very year clearly that Africa is for God and I'm for them. It says, even the generals that shall arise that I've mentioned, they will show great inexplicable authority in the spirit and audacity that Africans only can show. It says, it shall be a manifestation of sons and daughters of Africa who are mine. And the real prophetic that is gone forth will be carried along by the new generation. It says, women shall receive their dead back to life. Africans. Politics shall be decided on the knees of Africans.
Wow.
Says, African generals will decide political positions and maneuvering based on their knees.
Wow.
No, you didn't get me.
Wow.
Says, what you wanted, what people have been waiting in America as a revival, it's not happening there. Says it's coming out of Africa. And in Britain here, Scotland.
Wow.
I know you're missing this now. Says it shall be a fire that ignites there and ignites here. It just sparks and sparks and sparks. But this very year, starting 2021, he said this is the year of Africa.
Wow.
Says African generals, and listen to me, I'm not talking about just people that have started ministries already. I'm talking about people that are just coming up, young boys and girls, people you look down upon, people you say that one is not a prophet because he has no platform to show. Those someone, they will rise up, and miracles and signs and wonders will happen. He said, this is the year that I want to shine with Africa, to prove that I'm in Africa and I've been for Africa for a long time. See? We'll talk about it another time when I talk about Africa.
Wow.
Are you hearing?
Yes, sir.
20. Are you there?
Yes,
sir. So the rise of women of power. So the devil is already seeing. Right now the devil is putting women rights. This one right, this one right. And God said, I'm going to create a certain level with women That is the devil. You see the devil doing all these women rights, non-binary, women tell you, I don't know what my sex is. He said, you see them doing that, you don't know what the devil saw. He said, the devil has already seen what I'm doing with women. He said, I've been in a preparation period, preparing women to rise spiritually. And the devil saw it and began to put pressure groups in the world to talk about a certain rise of women that is not the one that I'm talking about. So while these women are out there raising placards, women, vote for women, let's do for women, they don't know that is a copy. Is the devil is copying what God is doing spiritually. God is raising generals, women generals. I'm talking about people that, right now, if you talk about women preachers, you'll be like, one, two, three, popular. Not this coming, this very year we are in. You'll see names surfacing, popping up. Women you never thought. Say, even this one, say, yeah, this one. Even this one, yeah, this one. They are ready, preparing for the second coming of God. Preparing for the rapture. Preparing for the imminent return. That's it, he said, I will use women. Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you understand. Yes, then it says the taking of freedom in 21. The taking of freedom. And we have time to deal with that. The taking of freedom. The taking of freedom. And 23. It says a new season is coming. And this one is to do with Swaziland. And I will have a time for that. Because I even have medical things and stuff like that. And technology. I just don't have time to continue. But the other thing that I saw, hear this, under medical, I just wrote here, in India, I saw an angel stand over India, all right? Just how I saw it was India. I've been to India twice, but that didn't really show me it was India. It was like the Taj Mahal kind of picture. And I'm seeing the angel standing over it, like mid-air, but standing over it. And it was like he was pouring, like in a bower here, the bower, and is pouring white substance. And I was wondering what is taking place. And everyone who would touch that white thing would be like cleansed. I said, what is this? He said, there is a disease coming. In fact, he used the word pathogen. He said, it's a pathogen that's different. It's not COVID. It's not what they're talking about COVID. He's saying it's a pathogen. And this thing here will just devastate what is happening right there. It devastate people's lives. Said, but they have to reach out to me. So pray, you know, when God gives a prophet a word, he's giving prophets words so that they pray and stand in the gap. The prophetic is not just something that predicts. Is something that puts spiritual players in place. And those spiritual players begin to move physical substances and physical structures and legislations and government officials and people, power brokers in locations so that they can move this thing in the right direction. That's what the prophetic does. So when it's announced, it moves government officials, it moves governments, it moves power brokers, legislations moving around just so that what God has said will come to being. So I said, there is a disease coming, a pathogen. India. I'm not talking about some other place. I said India. I said it will perplex doctors. It will perplex people. They will say, what is happening? He said, Sri Lanka should close its borders. I did not say close border. I'm talking about spiritual closing of borders. That it doesn't spew there. That's what I saw. This is what God told me. So just imagine that there is already something happening and there is this something that people were looking at and wondering, what is this? And they were talking, it was like they were talking, people were just talking like, okay, which country can I go to? Which country can I run to? And the angel said, you can't run from anywhere. You can't. You fix it in here or you find it there where you want to run to. Those with ears are hearing. I don't know if you are getting this. And when technology, I saw things like robotaxis. We're talking about drones, vehicle automation. This is the year. We're talking about edge computing that they were talking about. It'll be towards the end where they will start to see results. And then we talk about government police lagging behind. See, the government police was lagging behind the technology. But this very year, 2021, government policy is at par now with technology. Because countries will be at competition to produce the next big thing. So they've moved their legislation. You see, when somebody wants to introduce a thing, the government will say, no, because of this, what about this, what about this, what about this? Say, no. What they've done is they've removed all this. Why? Because this vaccine has taken precedence. It was supposed to be 10 years testing, and they tested it in 63 days. So everyone is removing the shackles and just doing whatever they need to do. So some of it will be dangerous, some of it will be beneficial, but it is the time that will happen. Are you getting this?
Sir.
Are you getting this?
Sir.
Are you getting this now?
Sir.
Now. So I understand this. We are going to have a lot happening. And one thing that I also saw was an issue of Hollywood. And in Hollywood, I saw massive lions moving, the Lion of Judah moving from one street to the other. And I explained it another week. One street to the other. I'm talking about people you know falling like dominoes. People you know falling like dominoes. You wonder what on earth is happening. They will be falling like dominoes. And I also saw something to do with Nigeria. I'll take my time on Nigeria. Why? Because I just want to run some few things with some of my authorities and just dealing with that in the most mature way. Because there are things that are taking place there. But trust me, these are perilous times. While these are perilous times, there is a Christian. You didn't hear me? Christian. Nigeria. Christian. Time for Christians. You heard me somewhere. Someone heard me somewhere. Then we will talk it another time. So I want to deal with Africa, America, Nigeria for some reason. I want to do just Nigeria, prophecy for Nigeria on its own. So that I understand when you come from other countries, you'll be like, oh, why not my country? Listen, there are power brokers in every country. There are power brokers. See, if you go to Africa, you used to have Zimbabwe as the breadbasket of Africa. So it actually gave food out more than any country. So just imagine that. So you're talking about those things that you can say, okay, I'm touching South Africa, I'm touching this. So it depends with what I have. What I have is what I'm simply giving you. So God is about to do something in this world, in this earth. And I saw something that even this, as people are celebrating Black History Month, there are some figures before that and just after that are going to be removed. People you celebrated, Black actors you celebrated, their torches being extinguished. And when I have that time to talk about America, I'll mention some few names. And what I would do when I'm doing that, listen to me now. When I'm doing that, I would tell you to pray for them. But it actually means they're dying. Even if you pray, you can't do nothing. So I'm telling you now in advance so that when I mention them, you know this one is gone. All right. So you don't waste your time. I just have to say pray for them so that, you know, we don't have problems with people. All right. So we're going to have a lot of things that are taking place. Why is God so specific on some things that he's saying? He's so specific on one thing. He wants you to know he knows everything that's happening.
Amen.
He can talk about something. Like when we are prophesying, we're prophesying to 2-3 people that you don't even know. You actually watch on TV and say, oh, wow, that's what's happening in their family. That's his name. Oh, okay. Now, I'm telling you things that are up there. So God is not just concerned about that. He gives us that too. So a lot is taking place. There are people that have pitted themselves against the anointing of God. But God said, this year I will prove to them. I will prove to them. You will hear me again as I talk another time. So I want, what are people saying so that we quickly kind of move? Taleguskida.
I've been totally amazed with the prophetic that has just been released, sir. Chinosa Angel says, come on, prophet, let us have it. And she's posted a picture of the Nigerian flags. And people are excited.
And we have some people asking a few questions. Prophet, when you were talking about America, somebody was asking, can we stop this?
Remember, if you have ever watched me or with Bishop Dua, I explained. In fact, if you have watched the prophecy before the elections, I mentioned it, that the church is the only one that can change the elections.
That's right.
So that Donald Trump will rule for the second term. And I said, what? Here is the statement. I said, the church is the only one that can stop it. But the American church, what did I say? Has refused.
That's right.
That's it. Sealed. So I'm talking to you before elections that the American church that is supposed to change it has refused. They want Biden. So they have refused. So what do we do? Are we changing it? If you were American, change the whole of it, you can change it. Do you understand that in America, if you say you like Trump, you have said you're white? It has nothing to do with what policy he's promoting the church with, what he's promoting Israel with. No, they completely think you're just white. I said, bye. They will not have a communication with you. It's done. There's no argument. You can go to the best teacher, the best prophet, the best evangelist, the best bishop. The moment you say Trump is right here and here, you're white. Or you are brainwashed by white people. That's it. They won't hear you. They don't want facts. Gross darkness is covering the people and darkness the earth. Let's go here.
Another question here from John Sebastian says, man of God, what will happen to American embassy in Jerusalem?
Is there?
Remember, I'm doing America, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
It's a question here on Atomgram from Latha. Joshua says, Prophet, please can you explain what it means to arm yourself with little prayer?
That one, I said, read my books, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the most important thing. The point is, I'm not trying to make you buy a book. But it's like this. It's like someone was asking me, Prophet, I got a dream about this, what is going to happen to children during the rapture. I'm not going to answer that, because I say that every time when I'm preaching. So it's like I have to stop the whole class to go back to something I do. I speak every service and tell one person who claims they know me and they've been watching me for years. We can't take people back to school when we're already at university. Can't take them to grade one. Sometimes we do that so that we can just touch things. But if you have been watching me for years and yet you don't know my answer to what, you know, when it comes to that, then maybe you didn't watch some few things. All right. So this is mentioned way. It's mentioned in my books. The issue of children is also mentioned. Several videos I talk about the rapture, you will hear me talk about children. You even hear me talk about pregnancy. What will happen to the fetus inside? It's right there. So some people say, tell me, interpret this dream for me. I'm like, well, I don't interpret dreams.
Right.
It's known. Okay? Mm-hmm. Even when you send dreams, I interpret what I know are visions. The other dreams, I just leave them like that. Because that's not the way God is communicating. God is communicating through visions now, not dreams. The spirit, your spirit, not dreams. So, if I see that what you think is your dream is actually a vision, that's when I interpret. So you think I'm interpreting dreams. You think it's a dream. I know it's a vision. So when I receive it, I said, give me that one, give me this one, give me that one. Because I see visions there and say, okay, this one got a dream. I don't interpret dream. Because right now, mature people, God speaks through our spirits. All right. So I want you to understand. I know some people are... you have a question? You have something? Or
yes, sir. David is asking on YouTube, what are some of the right sources for vaccines?
I'll not give you that. I can only tell you, just don't go for something that changes your DNA. If these people hear me say this, they are also offended. Why are you saying this to people? Don't worry. You have 40 vaccines. Just say, celebrate me for encouraging variety. If you have no problem, Why fight me? All right. Are you getting this now? Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Is this disease real? Yes. Are people dying? Yes. Don't think this is a denial. No, it's not. Look at what's happened, which is funny. Used to kill a lot of people here. Now it's flipped. It's killing a lot of people in Africa. Are we saying it's not killing people? It's killing people. What I'm saying is, they should say exactly what is happening. Killing, we have proof, is happening. Mm-hmm. Now, anyway, you're getting it. So, I want you to raise your hands wherever you are. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that these be exempted from every pain, every problem that will happen. These are not part of it. In the name of Jesus, every drought that's coming, these are not part of it. Yes. Every disease that's coming, yes, these are exempt. In the name of Jesus, yes, these are protected, heavenly guarded, heavenly protected. God protected in the name of Jesus. I put a prophetic unction over their lives to be able to spot danger before it arrives. In the name of Jesus, I speak right now angelic visitations, angelic companies to be around them, a wall of fire to surround them in the name of Jesus. That every dangerous thing that is set to happen because the enemy has said he saw, it is averted right this minute in the name of Jesus. Kabayandus. Wherever you are, begin to pray with me. Wherever you are, wherever you are, tell God, I am exempt. Tell yourself, I am exempt. Confess it that you are exempt. Balundejika, zekuja kabaye, geramangra daziabo, mangele mengero mangretesa, balamando kira bande seaba, linjuta bangrete kele mendus, pemandosa nambo kila manga, pela nonzia tala mangra. Paramando siyata, ninkebe kele, mandiso pole gandes, lanjuta balengre, peramanzu tabaye, palonje tabaye, piragusa tagila, pirazu kila manga, mando shetebea. I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive it now, palunje, rekabonglekta gagasta, pernunguli ya pale zujia, zejuta bangredes, menkradigila mahangam, perodiza tlahash, monzote brektagazusia, pernanglute ya taba, porogia kala kanunza, monduka bahandes. In the name of Jesus, be protected in every corner, be protected in every area, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be protected, be delivered in the name of Jesus. You shall remain safe. Their plans will be exposed in the name of Jesus. Kabayandos. Jesus. 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 A lot of things are taking place around the world. A lot of things are taking place. A lot of things. Natural disasters are taking place. Natural disasters. Volcanoes. All these earthquakes. Mudslides. It's taking place. Taking place. Killing people in areas like India. What is taking place? What is happening? What is happening? What is really taking place? Why is this thing? Why are these things happening? They are happening and they will happen. But guess what? The world is fixated on one thing. Just imagine a train carrying people derailing and nobody concentrates on it. Why? Because at that time, COVID will be taking center stage. Imagine you hear India, you hear people dying, you hear slides, you hear mudslides, you hear floods, and nobody is talking. Why? They will be concentrating on this one thing. So it then seems like God is not doing anything. It seems like God is not warning his people. It seems like that. Why? I remember when Moses and God said, pray for Kerala. Pray for Kerala. Yeah. So there are my people in Kerala. So pray for it. Pray for it. An angel was standing there looking at water going everywhere. Said, pray, avert this disaster. So everyone begin to pray for that. Wherever you are, take time in your spare time with God. Pray. Just imagine God is ready to help his people. But are you listening? Is anyone listening? God is talking, but people are not listening. Why? They've taken fear that they put in other locations and grabbed it and focused it and tunneled it to one place. So everyone is focusing on one thing. Imagine people died last year of cancer because the hospitals couldn't take care of them. They were taking care of COVID people. All are diseases. All are killers. Don't be distracted. There is something happening behind the scenes. I want you, wherever you are, to raise your hands wherever you are. I want you to say a small prayer just for you. This is not the kind of little prayer that God spoke to me about. But I just want to say something. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray their spiritual antennas remain up. that their spirits become so sensitive, that any glitch in the realm will be detected. Father, I pray, any lie will be seen in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Don't be distracted. A lot of people are. The rapture is imminent. Don't be distracted. A lot of people are distracted out there. A lot of people. Some have banded together. This one is banded together with this one. This one is banded together with this one. This is not a time for all these things. It's the time for heaven. Remember, heaven is not a group thing. It's you and God only. It's you alone. You're not. They're not going to say, call your friends. Why were you doing this? We agreed this way. No, it's only you. You'll be standing on your own like this. Just imagine, do you think you're going to hear? Be honest with yourself. Do you think if you die today, you're going to hear a good and faithful servant? You. Let's be real again. Let me try this again. I want you to, no matter how you don't like Angel, you don't like Pastor Chris, you don't like Oyedepo Adeboye, you don't like T.D. Jakes, you don't like Billy Graham, you don't like anybody. No matter you don't like them, you have something against them. Just tell me. With what you have decided now to become an enemy of the people of God, do you think while you're watching me right this minute, you can close your eyes like this? Imagine yourself dead and going before God. Imagine, what will God say? Welcome, well done, good and faithful servant. Are you sure? You're 100% sure this is what you're going to hear from God saying? Oh, I forgive you. No, there is no forgiveness beyond the grave. Forgiveness that happened on the cross happens here on earth. Any time from now, you can drop dead and you're gone. What do you think is happening? Do you think because you have worked for 50 years with God, you're going to be a Christian? No. To God, it's not he that runneth. You didn't hear me. Most people don't understand. It's the finishing that matters. It's the finishing.
Wow.
You can work with God for 90 years. And on your 90th year, one day past 90 days, you mess up, you die. Hell. The 90 years are a waste of time. A man who at 50 years is still thinking like he used to think at 20 has wasted 30 years of his life. You get to a level where you sit down with yourself and say, is this what will be my legacy to enter heaven? This thing that I'm doing now. Is this the right thing that I'm doing to enter heaven? Listen, this is imminent. Rapture is imminent. Rapture is imminent. It doesn't matter how you fake things, how you do things, how you try to frame people. It doesn't matter. Rapture is imminent. It can happen anytime, any location, anywhere. And if your spirit ember is watching right now, and that's what I believe you are, of course there are some Pharisees and Sadducees, but the Pharisees and Sadducees used to follow Jesus. Eh?
Right.
They knew every preaching Jesus did. You wonder, they didn't even have time for themselves. They have time for Jesus. I'm just talking to spirit members people right now and those who are actually Christians out there. Whatever church you go to, it's not worth it. What is worth it is what God says and what God is saying in his word. Be the peacemaker. Don't be a truth breaker. Be somebody who sits there and say, anytime from now, heaven can open. And when heaven opens, it is looking for somebody without wrinkle and without blemish. Will it be you? This is very, very important. While I'm at that point, I want you to go to www.goodnewsworld.com. And this is very, very important because so many people have no idea that when we do what we do like this, there is always a period where God says, you know I delivered my word. I piped unto you, but you did not dance. That means God is expecting a response.